This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. Walid Amualem, Syria's foreign minister, says his country is ready to participate in peace talks with opposition representatives in Geneva.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference.
The foreign minister's promise was coupled with a prayer for peace as Syrian Christians gathered to light a Christmas tree late Thursday. Al-Mualem met with his Chinese counterpart in Beijing also on Thursday to reach a consensus on how to pursue a political settlement towards peace. Talks could begin as soon as January. In a related story, an airstrike near Damascus on Friday killed top rebel commander Zahran Alouch, who led one of the most powerful groups fighting against President Bashar Assad's government. Unconfirmed initial reports suggest the airstrike was carried out by Russian airplanes. At least 100 people were killed and many others injured after an explosion at an industrial gas plant in southern Nigeria ignited an inferno in the town of Niue when a gas truck exploded. The fire raged for hours, consuming nearby buildings and engulfing the town in black clouds of billowing smoke. Loyalists of the Islamic State militant group in Afghanistan have released a new video on Friday showing a massive suicide car bombing of an Afghan security outpost, as well as several other violent acts, including some carried out in neighboring Pakistan. Islamic State, which controls large areas in Syria and Iraq, released a map in January identifying the area in Afghanistan as its province. This is VOA News. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a brief visit to Pakistan Friday and held talks with his counterpart Nawaz Sharif. It's the first time in 12 years that an Indian Prime Minister has visited Pakistan. Ayaz Ghul has the story.
Pakistan's Foreign Secretary Ezaz Ahmed Chaudhry, who attended the meeting, told reporters the discussions were held in a cordial and positive atmosphere. He said the Indian Prime Minister telephoned Sharif late Friday morning and expressed his desire to undertake the goodwill visit, and the Pakistani Prime Minister welcomed the initiative as an important step to bring their rival nations closer.
Mulaqat mein alal umum is baat ka izhar kiya gaya.
Chaudhry said the two leaders agreed to carry forward the recently resumed bilateral dialogue process and enhance bilateral contacts and work together to establish good neighborly relations. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News.